Hello and welcome back to Ola the podcast. Just before we started, I had to ask Audrey, what's this bloody podcast called again? because I forgot. But anyway, Audrey, how are you?
I am feckin' fantastic. Lorna, just back from Orlando. We were there, we did Disney. It was amazing. I want to go again. Like, I think I'm a millionaire. Like, I think I was destined to be a millionaire. Do you know what? There's two things I'll never be. I'll never be rich and I'll never be skinny, because I will always spend, if I get money in one hand, I'm spending it out the other. There's no savings account here, but it comes in one hand, it goes out the other. And as for being skinny, I can be medium size for a short period of time, and then I'm like, it's just not for me. I was it over there. I was in America. I was in the Walmart.
Audrey, to be fair, now you are skinny. You are skinny as it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, geez, you're making out there as if you're 10-ton Jesse. Like,
I just mean I'll never be a member of the Fit Fam. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll never be, because temptation. Actually, just me and all kinds of temptation. I'm just lethal. Like, food, holidays, shopping, bling, nights out. Like, I'm very easily
led.
But you
know what? I think this time of year as well, though, right, when the nights are getting darker, colder, it's coming up to Christmas. Now, I think I'm like the reverse. Most people coming up to Christmas are trying to watch their weight and, you know, to fit into the dresses and stuff for Christmas parties and all that. For some reason, I seem to be going the opposite. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I'm just like, oh,
I think it's like,
it's nearly Christmas, like.
Yeah. Like, there's this, like, I'm sure it's grand. Like, it doesn't count. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's like a free for all. Like, you're going, it'd be fine. I've come this far. And sure, it's all about elasticated waistbands and oversized clothing this time of year. It's grand. I'm like you. I don't know. The sparkles, I hear twinkles and I see sparkles, and I'm like, all the rules have gone out the window now. We're just, it's a free for all.
It is.
So,
it's pajama season. It's sitting on your couch, pajamas. Yes. You know, Christmas movies. That's the way it is. And actually, next weekend, actually, we have the Sparkle for Autism Ball up in
Meath.
Now, as we all know, I don't know my geography, so I'm going heading up from Cork, and it's going to be the first time now that we're actually meeting proper in person, which is so strange, like, isn't it?
Seems I know, it's so weird, because I feel like I know you so well now. Mm. I forget that we haven't actually met in person. And to be honest, because we're doing this podcast every week, I probably chat to you more than I chat to some of my real life friends.
Yeah. So, and you know what? It was just like during the year, you know, like, life gets in the way, and we could plan to do something, and it's like, I can't this week. But we should have a laugh now this week. And what we're going to do, right? Keep an eye now on our Instagram stories now and everything. And I think, will we try and be cool, Audrey, and do like a few TikToks and stuff like that?
Should I be at home practicing a dance routine?
I actually think you should, because, you know, I'm doing it. But come here, that's the other thing. Like, it's all well and good saying, oh yeah, it's going to be a great laugh, but we still have this ball coming up on Saturday, and I still don't know what I'm wearing. I'm not a dressy kind of a girl anyway. Like, if I could go in a pair of leggings, I'd be quite happy. But I think that may be frowned upon. But sure, look,
It's the Sparkle for Autism Ball. Mm-hmm. So this is the thing that's been in my head all along. I'm like, right, you need to make sure you've got sparkle. That's very essential. So whatever I'm going to wear, it's going to be bling. So I'm telling you now, before we get there. Do you know what, though? I was half tempted to just wear a bed sheet, tie it in the corner, and put a stick of fairy lights around me.
Just tinsel. Keep wrapping the tinsel around us. It will be grand.
But that should be good fun. I'm really looking forward to it now.
Yeah, it will be good. But come here to me, Dora the Explorer there. Tell us all about Disneyland. Was it everything you thought of? Was this your first time in Disneyland?
When I was very young, I went to Disneyland Paris. I was about 10 or 11. Yeah. My auntie brought me. And I remembered some bits of it. Like, so I had always remembered It's a Small World, and I'd always remembered the Haunted Mansion. They were two things that just, you know, of all the memories, they were the two ones that really stuck my brain. So when we were going here, I said to Dev, I don't care what we do, but I really want to do It's a Small World and the Haunted Mansion. I want to see if it's what I remembered. And I guess it was better, because I'm sure they've modernized the ride, but it was the same, and that was very exciting. That was magical.
But how did you take to it now? Because, you know, Disneyland Orlando is huge, obviously.
Oh my God,
and
do you know?
And the crowds.
It's the size of Manchester. Disney is the size of Manchester. I didn't notice. And it's spread over 6 parks, 2 water parks, 14 parks. And when we went to Animal Kingdom, within Animal Kingdom is an entire safari. And I mean a real safari. Like, you're in the Jeep and you're driving along, and there's elephants and there's giraffes and hippos and rhinos all around you. Like, I couldn't get over the absolute sheer size and the vastness of the whole place. Like, it was amazing. Disney's a little bit of a cult. I kind of knew that it was, and I'm not going to become a Disney adult now because I loved it. I had a wonderful time. I don't know that I subscribed to the cult, but it is a cult. Like, there was adults outnumbered children in Disney by miles. Like, there was way more grown-ups there than there was kids. And like, they're really into it. Like, you know, I wore ears every day I was there because that's almost like a uniform at Disney, but mine all came from pennies. Like, but the ears that they sell there are $35. And I mean, everyone's gone around with these ears. $35 for like the hairband with the ears. Yeah, I know. And I got mine in pennies. I got some of them reduced. And they're in pennies, you get them anywhere from €3 to €7. And in Disney, yeah, they're plusher or whatever, but who cares? Because we're not. Like, but anyway, they're $35 for ears in Disney. It was brilliant. We got really lucky. We were in an apartment on the ground floor, and our apartments had a full kitchen facilities. So the first thing we did when we got there, we collected the car, we drove straight to Walmart. That was an experience in itself. And then we bought all our breakfast stuff. So we bought, because I'm not a millionaire, contrary to what I might lead you to believe.
But isn't that good though, that because you're not staying in the Disney hotels or anything, you're so much better off going staying in a self-catering apartment where you can make your dinners, make your lunches. And you could even bring your lunches with you when you're going to Disney or something.
We did. We saved a fortune in some respects. So we went to Walmart, we did a big full shop and packed all our stuff away. So in the morning, we all got up and we made sure we had breakfast. Every day we had a breakfast. Mm-hmm. Then because we were bringing Hugh's buggy, and I'd say even if your kid is like up to the age of 6, I'd bring the buggy because the place is so huge, they're going to jump in. Right. Like, you know, so under the buggy then, we always brought loads of drinks, loads of snacks, like, you know, like little cereal bars or fruit or whatever, because in there, some stuff is kind of the same price as what you pay at home, but a bottle of water will set you back $4.50 for a plain bottle of water. A bottle of Coke will set you back $6 for a bottle of Coke, just your normal, maybe it's a little bit bigger.
Oh my God,
So we brought our drinks every day, and we brought snacks every day. So we did. We saved on stuff like that. Yeah. Like, and then, of course, once you're in there, you've paid for your theme park ticket. So you don't really have any other expense when you're there. And then I was glad because I brought a lot of the stuff, like the T-shirts and the ears and all that kind of jazz. I got them in pennies and stuff before I went. And I'm glad that I did, because if I didn't, I could see myself that I'd have got caught up and wanted to buy that stuff when we got in there.
Yeah.
But they sell it in Walmart. Anybody that's gone over that's never been, in Walmart, they're like, it's pennies prices. So you could just go there and pick up a couple of T-shirts for yourself and the kids, or some caps and some ears. So don't be stressing over it. But I would advise you to buy a few little bits before you go into the park, just so that you then can resist the temptation to buy that stuff when you get in there. But we had a brilliant time. I didn't let anybody sleep. I wouldn't let them, because we had 7-day park hopper tickets, which means you can hop between the parks for 7 days. And we were only there for the week. So no matter how tired people were, I was like, tough, get up. I've paid for these tickets. We're fucking going. So we did. We walked the legs off ourselves. Like, we went every day.
And how was Hugh over there, like with the flights and everything? Was he good on the flight and everything? Didn't mind it?
Well, I really messed up. I really messed up on the flight on the way over. That's the first time I've ever brought, if anyone listens to this now, it'll be cringing for me, but I didn't think about this. Transatlantic flight, Hugh's never done one before. I never thought to pre-order him a children's meal. I just didn't think about it. We didn't bring any snacks onto the plane. I know, I can hear every parent that's listening to this going, seriously? We were too excited. Too excited. I know. He was starving. It was terrible. Like, the flight, I mean, he was on the whole flight and all he had to eat was Pringles, digestive biscuits, the bit of the bread roll from our dinner, because he wouldn't eat it. Like, he's just not going to eat that airplane food. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, no, it was really bad. I really messed up on the way over. But on the way back, we fed him before we even got through and we had our snacks, but I didn't think about that. So I don't know if there's anyone going on their first transatlantic flight with a small child. First of all, book the children's meal in. And secondly, for God's sake, pack some snacks, because I couldn't believe that I forgot. I'm normally really good at that, but I was working late the night before on Halloween.
Yeah, because you were so busy up until the day you went, weren't you? So, like, understandable now, Ari, to be fair, like.
It was an oversight on my part, but he did not sleep for the entire flight. The whole flight, the child stayed wide awake.
Did he?
He stayed wide awake. Yeah, he was just too excited. And like the TV was cool. Like I had games on it and I had movies. Yeah. And like he thought this was amazing. When we got there, he has some stamina. I tell you, he's like his mammy in younger years, because even after that full flight, we got there, we picked up the car, we went off to Walmart, we did a full shop in Walmart, we came back. He went to sleep in America time, like about 10 o'clock, which is about 2 o'clock in the morning. It was Jesus. About 2 a.m. And he going to sleep, like, so.
Fair
and then
play,
I still didn't
you?
Even, yeah, I didn't even let him sleep in the next day because I was like, Jesus. Get up. You can sleep in your rug of your grand. Come on, let's go. I paid for these tickets. We're going to the Magic Kingdom. And I beat them all out the car and all after the kids. But yeah. He loved it. It was so magical. Like, again, before we went, I've often seen people posting those character pictures of, you know, of their kid meeting Woody or Stitch or whatever. And honestly, I'd look at it and go, it's someone in a costume. Who cares? What's the big deal? When you get there, I don't know if it's the setting. It possibly is, or the fact that those characters are so good because they all remain in character. But I actually queued up for him because he really wanted to meet Woody and Jessie from Toy Story. So I got on. It was half hour long queue. I queued up. They joined me like when I was 5 minutes from the top of the queue, because there's no way he just stood there for half an hour waiting. And it was magic. He got so excited and he could barely speak. And he was wearing a little Toy Story type t-shirt, like the same as Woody. And he was going to Woody like, look, we're the same. And Woody was like all in character and high-fiving him. And he gave him like a real hug. Like he put his arms around Woody's waist and like hugged him like he was hugging me. I was like, oh my God. Like, so I get it now. I do get it now. Yeah. And like it's different. It's not just somebody in costume. It's a little bit more magical than that. Of the rides, I honestly, loads of stuff. I'm a bit of a scaredy cat anyway. I did a few things I'm surprised I did. I did the rapids, which is like, you know, the boat and the waves. She was laughing at me. I was actually holding onto the rail and she was like, you're a scaredy cat. I was like, who is this kid? Like, I don't know. He's so brave. Like, he's bizarre, but I was terrified, but I did that. And there's loads of rides for kids. The only place we went to that I didn't really enjoy for Hugh was Epcot. Epcot is the park that is like supposed to have like more educational rides and lots of food and beverage, and like, so there'd be lots of adults there like walking around having a pint, like it sells beers and drinks. And for kids, there is a few kids rides there, but they're few and far between, and so that was a bit of a pain in the arse because you were kind of running from one side of the park to the other side of the park.
Yeah,
the app is deadly. The app will always tell you what the queue time is on
that's
any
good.
Particular ride.
Yeah, brilliant.
So sometimes I would just literally start picking out I just picked the ones that had 10 minute queue times, because I'm like, he's three. I was like, if it was a show, there's loads of shows on, like there was a Lion King show that was actually amazing. There was Star Wars, there was Frozen, like, and he knows all these things, and there'd always be shorter queue times for that type thing. So I'd be like, 10 minutes, let's just do that and then we can sit down for a minute and chill out. So it was brilliant. Well, I'd love to go back again. And if there's a girl I follow on TikTok, she's over there now. She literally just got there the other day. I've been watching her stories and everything she puts up, I'm like, I never even saw that. So honestly, I'd say we only probably did the half of it. Like, it's so big.
How long would you need over there, do you think?
If I was going again, I'd go for 2 weeks, because those 7-day park hopper tickets can be used over 14 days. And so if I was going again, I'd go for a full 14 days and I'd give us a little bit of breathing time.
Yeah.
I'd go and
take a day off here and there.
Park, like, a day out of the park. Exactly. Yeah. Sure, there was a pool in our apartments and Hugh never even got to dip a toe in the water. Like, he'd go looking at the pool and I'd be like, yoink, into the car, going back to the park. So, like, there's that kind of stuff. I think week was way too short, but you don't know till you know. I think 10 to 14 days is the right amount of time. I didn't spend a fortune over there, but I didn't go over there with the intention of spending a fortune. Like, we went over there trying to be as sensible as we could while we were there. Like, we had car hire, which was brilliant. We used to bring our snacks and drinks, as I said, in every day. Food wise, there was no fancy restaurants. So who would be asked going to a fancy restaurant with a 3-year-old anyway?
Exactly.
So our food and beverage bill wasn't that high. We got ripped off. We went to Planet Hollywood once and that was $118. And I couldn't tell you. I remember, even now I'm thinking back on, Jesus. After that was on night one. And then we didn't make that mistake again. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was, you're like, I'm not doing that again. Like, $118 and it was nothing. Burgers, chips. I mean, you're not talking steaks and lobster. Like, so
I used to be careful, like, because you could very easily be stung over there. But I think what you did was right, like getting your shopping in and doing it that way. It's much more sensible. So I think we're going to have to change your name now to Dora the Explorer, because she's only Dora on Irish Explorer. Soil there now for a limited amount of time. So tell everyone where you're off to now again.
Right, well, now look.
Anna, here she is now trying to justify it. Go on.
I had such a great time, right, when I was away, and I went to the outlet malls, and I was FaceTiming home the whole time, and they were getting jealous. Home was getting jealous. My mom, my sister, they were getting jealous. I was showing them all these different things. So while I was over there, because the green eye was on them, they started to Google their own trip, and they started to look up a trip to New York. They were looking up a trip to New York for Black Friday, and they were sending me what they were thinking of doing. And I was like, that looks good.
Not without me or not.
They were booking stuff in, and anyway, we got in contact with the hotel, because they had their hotel booked and everything. And I was like, could you put a fold-out bed, a camp bed or anything in that room? Is that possible? And they said, yeah. So I'm only going and bunking in with my mum and my sister and shooting off to New York for Black Friday.
You're off
holy
game.
Excitement.
Off your game.
I know.
Are you actually going to go to, like, the Black Friday? Like, aren't they nuts in America for Black Friday? Like,
years ago, I went to Las Vegas with my mom for Black Friday, and we did the outlet malls. Now, maybe it's that Las Vegas wouldn't be an obviously shopping destination. Yeah. I mean, it was busy. It was crazy. We had a great time. My mother had me out there shopping, I think, for 10 feckin' hours. My mom is hardcore. Like, the first time I ever brought my mom to America, it was in the summertime. It was 42 degrees, and she kept me in that outlet mall for 12 solid hours and 42 degrees. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
Like, my mom is the queen of FOMO. Like, it doesn't matter. The shop could be Prada, and she's never seen a Prada thing in her life. She has to go in.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Have a
and
look.
She's so funny. Like, if you went, mom, this thing here is $7,000, she'd say, Jesus Christ. And then you go, but it was reduced down from $56,000. She'd be like, get two.
Yeah.
She's so funny. Like, even if it's not something that she needs, if she sees that it's on an amazing reduction, she buys stuff. And she buys for everybody but herself. And I've been in shops with her where she'll see, like, say a baby girl outfit, little dress, and it'll be like, oh, it was $300, now it's $30. There's no baby girls. Mom be like, Ashley, I'll pick it up anyway. You never know. Somebody might have a little girl.
Case, yeah.
So she's buying things for kids that aren't even born yet. Like, she's
it's just a bargain,
crazy,
isn't it? When you see a bargain like that, like, you just have to get it. But that's good. I'm delighted for you now, because you can do, again, right, you can do that on the cheap as well. Because I know now, coming up to Christmas, like, everything has just gone crazy with the prices and stuff. But I mean, as you said, now you're bunking in with your hitty back in on your mom and your sister there. Getting the phone out of bed. That'll be brilliant. And you know what? You might pick up a few things even for Christmas over there for Hugh and stuff.
Yeah, well, Hugh is easy enough to buy for still. Yeah, I'm sure Charlie's the same. Like, they're grand at that age. And everybody else, I don't even know what I could possibly buy for anyone else that they haven't bought for themselves. Like, I don't need anything this year. It gets weird when you get older, doesn't it? You're like, what could I even need?
You're so right, though, for Christmas this year. And I was the same last year. I don't actually want anything.
There's nothing. Yeah.
There's nothing that I want. Like, I'm not craving after anything. There's nothing that I want. I literally, and I'm going to sound like such an old woman here now, right? But really what I want is a nice, quiet Christmas. No dramas. Lovely food in the house. You know, sitting down, watching telly, all together. The child playing with his toys. Happy out. That's what I want. A nice, quiet Christmas. But I'm not getting caught up. And I kind of copped onto this about a year or two ago. We stopped getting presents now because, like, in my family and my husband's family, between them all, there's so many nieces, nephews and everything like that. So we just stopped doing Christmas presents like that. Now they're all older, like, they're not small anymore, because it was costing an absolute fortune.
Yeah.
Like, absolute fortune. And so I think we're not going to be doing any presents now for kids and stuff, obviously just for my parents and stuff like that, which narrows it down a good bit. So that way then I can focus solely on Charlie, getting Charlie's stuff Dory. And even for the two of us, we're not even getting presents for each other this year. Like, we're just like, we actually don't, because we're only wasting money. We don't want it. So what I'd rather do is put money aside and maybe go on a break
and have a little break. That's what I was going to say.
So that's what we're going to do, I think.
But you know what? We always make these promises to ourselves and our family as well. And we're like, that's it now. Or we might just buy for the grandchildren, and that's it now. No need to be buying for anybody else, right? So I was like, okay. So last year, I did that, and I scaled right back on what I was buying for my brother and sister and everybody else. My fucking brother rocks over to the house with the best present he's ever bought me ever in his life. I'm like, oh, bollocks. I got him fuck all. What am I going to do now? I went out and I stole one of the presents that I gave for Dave, and I rewrapped it and I gave it to my brother. And he doesn't know. And he doesn't listen to this podcast. But I was like, oh shit. And I had to go and steal something and wrap it. And I was like, sorry, Dave.
No, you need to just make it crystal clear now. No presents this year if you're not doing presents. Like, make it crystal clear. Like, but no, because everything is gone so expensive. Like, everything.
Yeah, it is.
But do you know, I went into, and I'm going to say it today, I went into Starbucks today, right? And because I went up to Dungarvan yesterday and got weighed in, which I was fuming about, by the way. Oh, come here. I literally nearly morphed into Lindsay yesterday. I came out, I was napping. I was so good all week. Like, I really was. If I cheated or did a bit of messing, I'd be the first. But, you know, I was kind of going, Jonna, you have the ball coming up now, cop on, right? I thought I was so good. Really did think I was spot on. I made Colin weigh me four times because the first time I got up the scales, I was like, sorry, that's wrong. I was like, no, I'm not having that at all. Like, no. Up the second time, I was like, no, do you need batteries? Something wrong with your scales? four times. And then I was like, what the fuck? Like, but, Era, it's only a pound, do you know what I mean? So it's a pound.
Oh, I know, but when you've been so good, like, it is disheartening. Yeah,
I was so annoyed. Like, and then I started laughing at myself in the end because I was sitting in the car because every Saturday, worst thing I ever did by putting it up every Saturday, made the results of my weigh-in.
No, but it probably is what's helped to keep you on track, though, at the same time.
It probably has. And as I always said, right, it's not for, you know, the people of Instagram. It's for me to look back and go, come on now, look, you have actually done it.
I stopped sharing my updates. And as soon as I stopped sharing them and people stopped asking me, I just was like, I'm off the hook. Yeah. And I just went crazy. So I kind of wish now I had maybe... you know, kept myself accountable that way.
Yeah, because... but then, like, when you go in and you're like, oh, I maintained last week. Oh, I'm up a pound again. I was vicious this week. I was actually typing it. There was, like, smoke coming off the phone. I was hitting the thing so hard. I was like, I'm and like, but what made me laugh in the end, I was typing out, right? But I actually had, you know, one of those Aldi, the protein yogurts, the pouches. Yes, I was actually sitting in the car like a petulant child, sucking the yogurt, going, you fucking be stupid, like, up a pound. I just said, you know what, now cop on, start again now this week. But I tell you, it's so annoying because I could look at a Mars bar, just look at it, and I will put on 8 pounds for you, not a bother. To lose a pound, oh my god,
I know
so fucking unfair. Like, but sure, look,
it's well, a I'm journey. Not even,
I'm not even gonna take out the scales. I have it put away. I don't know.
Come here now. But see, with you now, right, realistically, when you're away, you can't watch it when you're away or when you're on holidays because you have to enjoy yourself.
I didn't even try. Yeah.
You have to enjoy yourself.
Shake Shack and, you know, whatever, like all the exciting American foods. I think we have Shake Shack here now, actually. But anyway, look, I had a great time. I regret nothing. And when I go to New York, I'm going to have a great time again.
Absolutely.
I'm going to sit on those steps in Times Square and I'm going to eat a big dorky Krispy Kreme donut and I'm going to regret nothing. I mean, it's only way, like, if I want to, I'll join back again in January and I'll start again.
Yeah.
Like, but for now, I'm off. I'm just going to enjoy myself.
Yeah, and, rightly so.
Get back into it.
We have the rest of our lives to be on diets, for God's sake. Do you know?
Yeah, sure. The last 20 years on them, really, when you think of it, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? Like, when you think of it, like, and do you know who makes them? And I'm telling you, the diet culture thing and all, like January, oh my god,
oh, I
and
hate
people
the pressure
start
of January
in December, right? Which annoys me because, you know what, December should be your month off. I don't care
what
anyone
says. Of course,
says. You should be allowed to do whatever you want, but you'll see now all these weight loss groups will start the advertising on Instagram.
I
Facebook,
know, it's cruel,
out. It's, like,
it's
will
cruel.
You feck off now and give me a break, like. Yeah. But just, you know, people, be sensible about it. You don't need to be going joining classes and paying for bars and paying for books and paying for this and paying for that. Just, you're just calorie counting, really, is
or just false tan and get your makeup done. You think you're gorgeous.
That's it, Spanks.
Stick your shapewear on, get your pants on, get your hair makeup done. You're grand. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Well, we're talking about Christmas, right? It's really now. What are we in now? November, right? I can't believe we're in November. Someone asked me the date there and I was like, September. I'm so mad.
No, it's after flying in. Yeah.
Because it's practically acceptable now, I think, to go on about Christmas, and people have their Christmas trees up and everything.
Oh, it's already. Christmas now. It's Christmas decorations. Now. I'm putting up my tree next weekend. I'm going to put just the tree up in the front room. I'm not doing anything else, but I'm doing the tree. I always put the tree up for toy show. Actually, I won't be here for the toy show this year. My first every year, not here for toy show. But look, if Tubbs was around, I would have cancelled the trip.
Obviously.
It's not Tubbs. But Christmas tree, I'm looking to put that up next Sunday, the day after the ball. Who am I kidding? It's my plan that the day after the Sparkle for Autism ball, I'm going to put the Christmas tree up. Now, whether that happens or not remains to be seen. But I was supposed to do it
this week because I was off work for the last 2 weeks, and I actually feel I haven't been off at all. So last week I was all like, oh, that's it. Now I go clean. So I started cleaning. Right, just my sitting room. I'm not joking. I got 2 black bags worth of toys, right? That's just from the sitting room.
Yeah, no, we're the same. We've all the toys down here.
And I have this sideboard press thing, and there's nothing belong to me in it. It's literally, I shove all the toys in there.
Yeah.
Does anyone call it? But anyway, I was all talk that I was going putting up the tree, and I just think I did it. Not at all. No, didn't do it at all yet. No. So I'm hoping to try and do it this week. I probably won't, but I'm hoping to try.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, I've got best laid plans and all that. Like, to put the tree up.
Someone sent me, remember our episode there last week or the week before where we were going on about nostalgia in the 80s and 90s and something?
Yeah, that was my favourite episode.
Oh, it was brilliant, wasn't it? Someone sent me a picture. Home Store and More have the tinfoily decorations, the other ones you hang from your ceiling.
Oh, the old school.
Old school ones. Ah. Well, guess who's going to Home Store and More?
Yeah.
But it's getting so Christmassy now, right? And you know what's starting this week as well is I'm a Celebrity. So I think it's starting on Sunday night, right? And the lineup came out now. So I'll just call out who's going to be on it and see what you think, right? So we have Nigel Farage.
Okay.
Gobshite. Josie Gibson. I like her. Josie Gibson morning. Marvin Hume. So he did a bit of presenting on this morning, but he was also in JLS. Tony Bellew, a boxer, never heard of him.
Nah.
Frankie Dettori, a jockey, never heard of him, but I know the name. I just know the name. Nick Pickard, right? So if you heard that name, would you know who he is?
No, I do recognise the name, though.
You'd recognise his face. He's your man, Tony, from Hollyoaks. I never watched an episode of Hollyoaks in my life.
Yeah, Tony.
You know your man. He's there since the first ever episode of Hollyoaks. So he's going in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Danielle Harold, who was Lola in EastEnders,
lovely. She'll do well, I think.
She would. Fred, you know your man from First Dates?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was my French accent. Good. Yeah, Fred.
Okay.
Sam Thompson from Made in Chelsea. I don't watch Made in Chelsea.
Yes,
so
I
know
I do. I know who he is. Yeah.
And then Nella Rose, a TikTok star.
Oh, I don't know
who she is either. I'm too old for TikTok. Okay. And then this one. I'm not impressed with this one. Jamie Lynn Spears, the sister of Britney Spears. What a bloody cash cow. Cashing in on her poor sister. Do you know what I mean?
That's what she's done her whole life. Literally her entire career today has been cashing in on the success of her sister. In Zoe 101, she was only ever Zoe 101 because of Britney Spears. So this is nothing new to her. I actually saw there's a trend going on TikTok. I don't know how I feel about it, but there's a trend going on TikTok where they're trying to rally the troops and they want the public to vote to vote Jamie Lynn to do all of the horrible trials. So they want to see her having the horrible eating trials and the dropping out of a plane trial, all these trials, and then kick her out before it gets to the final.
Think that'll work. I think and people will get her to do all the trials, but I think it'll make her more popular. And what'll happen is people go, she's not that bad. But no, look, give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she won't go in talking about her sister, but she totally will.
What else can she talk about?
No one knows your friends and else So that's that. So I'm looking forward to that now. Now it's on at 9 o'clock at night, so I have to record it watch it.
Because you'll be asleep.
And what you make of this morning, Kat Deely and Roiland are going to be the new guest presenters.
Well, for
the Kat Deely Patrick Keelty household, isn't it?
Yeah, they're doing all right, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I'd like to see Kat Deely again because I would have been a big fan of hers back in the noughties, which was kind of her and Patrick Keelty's heyday, their glamour day. I give her a fair go. Ryland's okay, but I see Ryland in the same light that I see Alison Hammond and Dermot O'Leary. nice guy, but I would always view him as more of a placeholder than the actual anchor star of a show.
Now, like the backup singer, instead of
That he'll step in when he's needed, cover the spot for a few weeks, and then step out to let the real presenter in. And maybe I'm being unfair, but we'll see. But I'm interested to see how Kat gets on.
Because Kat Dealey was a really good, and she was a really good presenter. We haven't seen her. I don't think she's been on anything really in the UK recently, has she? Is she in America for a while?
The little bit I know about herself and Patrick Keelty. So Kat Dealey is 47, 48, and her youngest kid is 5. They had a huge, horrible infertility journey. They were trying to have, because they're together like 20 years, they were trying to have kids for years and years and years, and they had a very long, hard battle to have their 2 children and to have their family. So I think she took a little bit of a step back from celebrity dumb as they kind of focused on what was going on in their personal lives. And I think he did a little bit too, maybe not to the same extent, but I think they both kind of stepped back and they just focused on their family, which is lovely. So it's kind of nice to see them now that life might have settled down for them both a little bit. It's kind of nice to see that they're getting a second bite of the cherry. Like I would love to see how she does. And I'll be honest, I haven't got into my loyalty to Tubbs knows no bounds. I haven't got into the Late Late Show probably since, but I do think he's a lovely fella, and I think it's great that they're getting another go at their careers, which is
and as brilliant. I said before, I think with Patrick Keelty, because he is really nice, and I think he's getting every week he's getting better on the
and people
late.
He's growing on people more and more.
And I will admit I don't actually sit down to watch the Late Late Show, but you know, from clips you see on Facebook and things like that, that's where I'm seeing it. But I still think the Toy Show will be the deciding factor.
That'll be exactly,
And I think he could be very good because he has a great personality. I think he could be very good.
And he's a lovely family man with a young family. So it would make sense that he should be good, like kind of with the kids. So we'll see. And but I'm happy for Kat Dealey.
Speaking of your boyfriend Tubbs, so I think it's official now, isn't it? He's heading overseas. Well, he's going to London.
We were texting the other day, do you know? No, we weren't. I'm making that up. But it's all being confirmed now. He's signed, sealed and delivered. He's gone over to Virgin Radio, which is, we call that
we
way
actually
early
did.
On.
Yeah. If you'd like to, I'd refer you back to previous podcasts. We said it first. Take that, or dot
definitely first.
But, that's all the news there now. So I'm looking forward to this weekend, I have to say.
One little thing, Roy Keane, Corkman, Roy Keane. I couldn't believe it. I actually thought that it was a wind up, and it wasn't. Dave showed me on the phone a picture of Roy Keane looking bloody gorgeous, as he always does. And I'm like, what am I looking at?
Apart for Roy.
Oh, mad for Roy. Mad for Roy. Lorna, he's the only famous person. It's the eyes.
And the accent.
He has these steely eyes. But I've met Roy Keane twice and I've not approached him for a selfie, which is really rare because I go up to everybody for a selfie because he's quite intense and he kind of told me with his eyes to just back the fuck off. So I did. But like, I'm a little bit in love with Roy Keane. Love him. So I was wondering if anybody works. So what I was going to say there is Roy Keane has a new range, like his own line in Adidas. Roy Keane has a line of fashion in Adidas, and it's really cool. I'm mad for brown at the moment. I have the brown on me now. So there's a range of runners, and he's got these two of the runners that are really cool brown kind of dressy trainers, fashion trainers as opposed to athletic wear. Which again is interesting. None of it's athletic wear. It's all fashion wear. He has like zippy ups. There's coats. And he has his own range in Adidas. And if anyone listening, please God, if you work at a lifestyle sports or an Adidas or anywhere that stocks Adidas and a life-size cutout of Roy Keane comes into your store or I'm wearing the range, please, I beg of you, hook me up. I want a life-size cutout. That's what I want for Christmas. A life-size cutout of Roy Keane. Under the tree. Imagine walking down a Christmas morning and Roy Keane is just standing there looking at you.
Being like, All right, girl, Merry Christmas.
I'd be so delighted. Can anybody arrange that?
I'm going to put that on my Instagram and see. I'm going to see now if I get you a life-size cutout of poor old Roy Keane. We better finish up there now, right? So we are really looking forward to this weekend. We're finally going to meet in person. We'll have a right old laugh now at the Sparkle Ball as well. Actually, I'm going to put it up on my Instagram page as well, just in relation to the Sparkle for Autism Ball. So this is the ball. It's up in Dunboyne in County Meath. See that, Audrey? Come to me. I knew.
Like, you got it right. I was like, she's going to say Westmead. She's going to say Westmead. You got it right. You got it right.
But so all the proceeds from the ball is going to As I Am, which is the National Autism Charity. But she, Kira, has some bloody amazing prizes. Did you
she
see
does.
The latest
can we
one?
Enter oh, that raffle? Are we allowed?
Absolutely.
To
of course we are.
Yeah, all right, cool. That's great, great.
We can. I've entered it already. Of course we can. But this is for, oh my God, there's one prize. Everyone can enter it. So I'm going to put the link up on my Instagram if you want to go over and enter it. And as I said, all the money raised is going to As I Am. My God, they're like luxury hotel breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and some
yeah,
of them
no,
are
I've
all over
them.
The world. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm sorry now, but if I don't get the one in Portugal, like, that's what I want. That's what I want. So, honest to God, go over, have a look at it. There's some amazing prizes. And of course, it's all going to a very, very good cause. And hopefully, we will be back next week, aren't we? So you're not going to New York?
Oh, no, we are. We're back as normal. Monday, Tuesday, next week. Yeah.
So Audrey's off on wild adventures to New York and all. And the extent of my adventures is County Meath.
Well, I'll be there too. I'll be there.
Ah, yeah, from Meath to New York. I'm Meath to
crossing the old county borders to Meath.
Go on. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Okay, see you. Bye bye.